Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Is Molly there?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I'd like to speak to her.
Hello?
I'm seeing my brother for sushi.
Oh, it's with Sunny Harry, honey.
He's
I can't talk to you now.
He's buying me dinner.
Okay, I can't do it.
Girls seem pearly, with your own flirty. Yes.
Okay, you're gonna be there?
Yeah, men talk stumble and we can all fumble by the next automotive that you can't afford condition. I love you.
Thank you.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Good.
All right. Be well.
Good night, baby.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, hi. Is she showering tonight?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Did she hear that? Because
yeah,
I'll tell her.
Yes.
Yes. I'll let her know.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Right.
Okay. Bye. Hi.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Mommy was trapped on a plane with Joe.
I'm not feeling well. Again, it's continuous. I don't know if it's all right. I'll take care of it. Where are you in jail? Huh?
Mommy's flight got canceled with Joe. She was in the airport for 24 hours.
I don't know where I'm talking about money. I don't know who I owe you money.
Mommy.
Yeah.
Joe.
So what are you talking about?
The plane. Call Sue.
What, honey?
Sue was housing him all day.
Okay. I'm sure
parents, but
I'm still half asleep. I can't sleep well now. I have to get dressed and go down and get some
food. Eat your dinner.
I didn't do that, honey.
Love you. Love you.
I love you too. Bye bye, Alex.
Bye.
Hello.
Hi.
Alex, what is it?
I need you to call Mommy.
Mommy's
scared, and she's not...
What are you talking about?
She's worried about going home.
Don't go out now.
No.
You're in jail now.
Yeah.
So stay there and be, and then you will get your time out. Nobody will touch you.
No. Love you, Mom.
Okay, sweetheart. I love you.
Good night. Hi.
I can't talk now.
You like Johnny Depp? You like Depp? Johnny Depp, the actor, the movie actor. I was making love to him in my dream.
No, I can't talk.
Depp. You know, creepy guy. Depp. Depp. I love you. Sweet, eat your dinner. Well, you said you had to say a lot, originally.
Well, I wanted you to hear your, I'm actually filing a claim with, I'm in front of my computer filing
a claim
with, my, insurance for flying, and for Delta, I'm filing a claim because it costs like hundreds of dollars.
For the hotel? The voicemail are you playing?
Hold on, listen. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
I want you to hear this, okay? Mm. Just listen.
No new message. Paula, thank you. There. Mostly. My brother. I was hoping to reach you before I say that.
It's very bizarre, disturbing. For interviews, God should only help me.
What?
It's not going to be well if I have to.
See, this is what I try to tell you, but you think I'm being nasty. I'm saying to you, I don't even hear what the hell you're saying. It's very bad. And it's like every other word, maybe I get a word in, but it's like you can't.
Well, I can't fully tell since I'm not in the room. That might just be how I talk. I don't even know at this point.
No, because you don't put the phone by your mouth. I know what you do. You put the speaker on, and you're inconsiderate of the person listening. You don't care that the person can't hear. You just keep going on and on and on. So, I hope you've learned something from that. I heard that, and I said...
I thought you were calling about the Hamptons. Now I don't even have anything to say on either, but thank you for showing me that. I feel defeated. Oh my God, it's 123. The index. It's 23% above the starting fatal level. So.
What is?
Air.
Oh.
Air.
Alright. Anyway, let me get this claim going.
Yeah. Don't have the windows open. High air. AC fully, it filters it apparently.
Well,
are you sighing?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Harrison said I'm overreacting with the air, but no one seems to care, really. So it's.
No one needs to hear. No one needs to care.
So all you did was send a LinkedIn to. The mailing address. There's no email. You don't think you should forward it to Peter after I allegedly mail it?
I'll get to everything.
All right. Sorry about the trip. Are we still seeing the Trahees next week, or is that off at this point?
No, we're still seeing them. Yeah, of course.
And Gloria comes in a month, or is that Perry's wedding? I stress.
What?
You're not concerned.
About Perry's wedding.
Well, Harrison makes it so hard to even go out for a weekend in the Hamptons. He won't even be there with me when I'll have to go with you. Or, well, that's in a while.
Why does he make it so hard? What's the problem?
Yeah. He always seems to pick, like, the least optimal way, but I feel bad. Like, how did you convince him to do Saturday? Because he seemed fully on board and was saying the opposite, but after he spoke to you.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
I feel like he switched up and tired. So, what's... You know, he wanted to do another. And I don't know what...
So, wait a minute. Are you coming or are you not coming?
I don't know. Can't say.
What do you mean?
It's far too early to tell.
What does that mean? It's too hard to tell.
Early. Well, rather.
What's early?
I'd rather not say. But it's annoying to take the train out, but all the way, and then if the air is toxic, it just seems bad. It's not even July 4th, really, but not like you. I feel bad, though, if he switched for me. He seems to really want to go. I don't know if he can't do a single thing the rest of the summer. He was trying to. He tried the other day. We kept canceling him for once. I don't know really what he does.
Wait, he's trying to cancel what?
Eventually, I think he may not want to come out again if he doesn't get to do it this time, but I plan on coming out like at least 2 times, but in addition to this current weekend, it seems that, I don't know, the Trahees don't want to come out. No one likes to go anymore.
Well, I like to go.
Yeah, I did. It is hard for me all the way. I don't know. It feels like it's enough for you, and you have the car, the most optimal situation to go 2 hours. I have at least 1.5 that. It could be up to 2.5, but
so
with Brooklyn,
it's...
Like, yeah.
It's the trip.
Like, it almost feels even harder than in the city thing, which the city seems even more far out than Brooklyn, but it was just easier. You walk, the bus was a foot away, and then if there was traffic, you'd put on headphones and sleep. Even the way that is functioned, that's not even remotely cool. I don't know, he just wants me to connect on trains running and big suitcases. He always acts like it's going to be like a perfect scenario or nothing lives up or
no,
so.
Why don't you want to go? I'm still not sure why
the air.
You don't want to go.
The
that's
air.
The problem. He's going to make it so easy for you. He makes all the arrangements and gets the tickets. What is it that you don't want
to
go?
It's not like expensive to do a train. It's just really uncomfortable, but that's actually the most convenient and comforting way. But that's
I told him
healing.
To do the train.
Yeah.
I told him to do the train.
Yeah.
I think the train is
yeah.
better.
I don't know what you say to him or what he was, because he was saying a different tune when and where, but he didn't even want to do Saturday, so that's if he did do it because I asked him or you asked him, I would feel bad
so
even after. I don't know. Well, he might be. Yeah, I think he wants to. I don't know if it just seems like awfully busy and a lot, but with the air.
What's that?
The air. It's really
what
bad.
About the air?
I don't think the air is well. I just don't know if it's okay. I haven't had the window open for 2 weeks, but that's my own issue. I may not.
Really?
Yeah. Really bound. And I don't know if he'll still want to, but...
What?
Like, if it was his only time to come, then I would feel especially confused and not okay. Like, to just random miss. But if the.
What are you gonna do at home?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I have to rest up since the job application process. Like, he wanted me to start applying to jobs last week, but I said, like, I need to at least, like, get my shit together with a cover letter and, like, a blurb about the form. But with the LinkedIn thing on trial, it's like, I can't even, like, simultaneously, like, work that hard and apply to the jobs in case, like, I have to start doing more for the LinkedIn in, like, a week or, I don't know, it would be interruptive or, but I just wanted to know more progress on that as I was resting up hard, completing for, he wanted me to do all of that, and I do have a lot coming, but I'm tired, I'm weak.
Maybe you don't need enough, honey.
Maybe you need too much, did you see those chips, in that?
Well, maybe you eat too much junk.
Yeah, I do try and, I somewhat find an order, or, like, I try to do only, like, half junk at max,
But maybe it's that's what makes you sluggish, maybe, you know? It could be making you very sluggish to eat, like, those taken foods all the time. It's not healthy.
Well, I've also been out of work in, like, a serious routine for a really long while, but I'm not saying, like, I'm genuinely just regular lethargic. I'm saying I worked really hard, though, the past 6 months, and I just need, like a week of vacation. And, like, he thought I was already completely in on, like, the job hunt, like, even before the animation was done, and I'm just ready to go and doing that, but, like, I worked really hard on all of that, and it still may clearly not be enough in any way, shape, or form, but before even, like to know, I wanted to have, like, a little bit of a summer, and just that plan, the toxic air, and just on train for, like, 2 days, and then maybe we'll go to the beach if we want, breathe in the toxic air, but I don't play golf, it just seems like a lot. Like, I know I'm going out a few more times in the summer, but... The summer already is halfway done.
You never seem to want to go if you're not with him.
I know. That is why I felt bad about canceling this weekend. It just seemed whack. Like, like the trains are all connecting and long and hot and crowded. But that's also why, like, even the most optimal day doesn't sound like a vacation. But,
I don't know why you're trying to convince yourself not to come.
The commute is awful, but, like, I also don't want to, like, the air is toxic, and if it's above 100, that's not 150. Absolutely.
So what's the difference?
Yeah, but, like, I would be outside when I come.
The air is clean out there.
No, it may get worse. So. All
right, I can't force you. I mean,
yeah.
It's stupid if you ask me to.
Well, no, but also the commute is really trash. Man. It's bull. It really.
It's really not that bad. You should have seen what I just.
That is like a fluke, like nightmare, hellish.
I don't know. You should just go. Don't make a big deal about it. Just go.
I'm not low key. I have a lot of work to do. Not at this particular second, but I'm completely exhausted. You don't sound good.
No.
Like,
yeah. I've lost a lot of days.
Of course. And I've gone through those things, and it's so much hard defeating if you try really hard, and then it went way worse than even when you normally do nothing, and it doesn't seem to go nearly as bad. Negative progress from effort. It sets people back. Maybe Harrison doesn't shoot overly high, like, on the short term, or things, and he doesn't feel as much failure.
You do things the hard way, you know.
Yeah.
Feels, you don't do it in a way that you get around with people.
It's not even just the switching field is, like, my issue. That just seems to be, like, the biggest issue I'm having at the moment. Maybe. Top three. Or, yeah. Top three.
Well, what is the biggest thing?
Well, the interviewing is almost its own thing. It's like,
but you don't
the
have any kind of skill set
But the portfolio is like, Harrison was helping me way more with that, at least. Even like I said, it's a conversation starter. He says, yes, that's exactly what it is. I'm like, oh my god, he agrees with me. What the hell did I do this time? I said it's a conversation starter. That's all I have to offer. The only fucking thing in this entire motherfucking cunting toy any give a fuck and out about every set.
I'm not joking, you're giving a curse
at me. I had an issue.
Hi.
I had a fight.
Where are you, Adrian?
Yeah, I had a war.
Yeah, what?
I was at war with... Yeah, with David.
And what happened?
We threw fists. Then we hollered. And then they came kicking.
Did they get rid of you?
Yes.
Oh, what? Oh, wait, you'll get worse and worse.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you. If you think you're doing a favor, then that's no good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're making it worse.
No.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I'm sad.
No. Well, go to bed and think about what you did.
Yes.
Your whole entire stuff.
What I ruined. What you're
doing.
The package I destroyed.
What?
It was over when... I kicked the pussy cat.
You should be back. What are you talking about?
At work.
At work? You better be back at work and find a job. You gotta make money.
What, yeah, honey.
Gonna give you money?
I had to sell all my stock, and now I got none. I love him, Grandma. I said I love him.
What?
I like the babies.
You like to be the boss? Yeah, well, be the boss and you're doing nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to go, Alex. I can't hear talk this nonsensical stuff. You're too stupid to understand what kind of miserable life you're going to lead.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I have to go, Alex. I love you.
I like you.
I don't feel good. So take care.
Bye-bye. Love you. I like you. Money, penny, mummy, mummy. Got ruined with Joe. No, I ordered it and it came out broken and wrong. I love your friends. Yeah. Mommy's trapped in L.A. with Joe and Jimmy had to house Sue with Brooke's father and Mommy.
I'll call you later.
Yeah.
I can't talk.
Give me that.
I'm being
And you tell me it.
Come marry me. No. I'm going to go to
sleep. I love my brother. I love him. It's going to rain. Don't go on no bus or a plane. Mommy, Noni, Mommy is trapped. She was waiting for 24 hours in the airport, Mommy. She was waiting in the airport.
Noni, I'm sorry. I'll talk to you at a later time. I'm falling apart.
Her damn flights all got canceled, fucker.
I'll talk to you later.
She was crying. She was up till 5 a.m. and she had to go back to Julie and Stu. You don't even care about your damn daughter. She was trapped for 24 hours. Paula was supposed to be home last night at 12 a.m. The flight got delayed 12 hours, and then after being in the airport the entire day and night, she drove back to... The hotels were crowded. There was no room. She stayed with Steffi in June. I love you.
I love you.
You're with Harrison? Mommy was in Atlanta trapped, and she just got back on the plane after 2 days. Yeah.
Alright.
Mommy's trapped at the damn port.
Don't get in trouble.
Portchester will abort.
I'm
ill. It's wrong.
Huh?
Mommy's not home. My mommy was missing.
All right, sweetheart, please.
You tell me when you talk to her. Tell me, will you? And I love you.
I love you.
Paula, if it's you there on the phone, I'm going to wait about 5 minutes for you to pick up. I was hoping to reach you before I had my supper. There's a pizza on the way. I'll check right now to see if you texted me when you called. You were the one that said you needed to talk, and I know Harrison's busy. Since you're not picking up, I'll try your cell one more time, sweetie. Talk to you later. Lots of love, though. Bye. A disappearing act.
Hi, but you know what? Gail just called me.
Oh!
Yeah,
I thought you were talking to Harrison.
What? No, she got interrupted, and she's gonna call me right back.
Oh, well, I was hoping you heard everything I said, I assume. I was hoping before dinner, comes in 20 minutes.
Oh.
Maybe.
Okay, so what were you hoping? I didn't hear anything. I just knew.
Okay. Thanks for calling. How's Gail? Good.
What?
I had sushi with my brother. He spent a lot. I gave him a gift, but apparently for his favorite show that he loved, Ted Lasso, the one it won awards with, Sudeikis, ex of girl, direct this. I got him the toy, and he says he hates the show now. It just finished, and he said it was a bit. It was his favorite show, and he yelled at me how he would always cry with it, and I said it's a stupid show, but I got him the toy. He's like, I hate the show now. But that was what I gave him in exchange for $150 sushi. The toy wasn't cheap, but he spent $150 for our suit. Not $200. So nice of him, but he likes to eat these fancy places, he says, so now you know. And honestly, half of it was really good, and then the other half was fucking disgusting. Even he didn't want to, like, eat parts of it. So he has interesting, fickle ways where...
Well,
that also brings me to it. That he was already stressing about your Hamptons weekend and ours, but, like, before you even touched down on the tarmac, thank God that you're home. We were all so worried, but for you it must have been... But he's talking Sunday through Tuesday Hamptons. That, and I say, those sound like pretty hellish days, though. That seems like the days people will be on road all 24/7. But he says, no, those are the days the traffic is good. But I said, did you switch it then because you had something else to do or because the traffic is good? And I don't get a straight answer, but he says, I'll talk to Mom. It all lies with Mom. I don't know what you're going to say to him, but you're going for 5 days probably. I don't want to go Sunday to Tuesday, but maybe I would do like Friday, Sunday, if we could talk. I feel like he has other plans and he's just saying it's for traffic.
I don't know, but I'll talk to him. Well, you know, your wishes don't line up.
He stresses me about plans that might not happen a week in advance.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, Alice, if his plans don't always wind up with the way you want to do it, you can do it in a different way.
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing. So when are you leaving? Tuesday? I thought you would go like a... Well, I don't know when you really could, Alice, since they come in 2 days after you would get back from them. But I thought you would have to skip it.
I was originally planning on going like Friday morning till Tuesday, but I think I'm going to go Friday night.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, so you're still going back Tuesday?
I think so. So I can get like Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah. So you Saturday, only lost a day though, but you, I mean.
What?
Are you like on enough sleep at this point? It seemed like it's.
No, I'm still kind of tired, but I'm hoping, you know, to catch up with all my work for the next 2 days.
Yeah, because isn't like a day behind, like 3 days behind since you work on weekends?
It is, you're absolutely right.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what I wanted to tell you that if you were an outside person and never did LinkedIn and you just wanted to contact the customer service and ask a question, what is the email that you would use if you were never in it?
I can't even find it online. No, what they have on their website is, a lot of websites do have this, but they are the most version of, it says, give us your email, give us your information and your problem, and we'll call, like, on your account, put in that you want us to reach out to you, and we'll get back to you. And I think if you don't have an account, you could just give them the email, but they don't offer an email. It's all done through their site.
Okay, so we'll have to mail it, and the email is the Binghamton one. Just make sure, send it to my email, the Binghamton address.
I think I did. I did do that.
Okay, all right, I'll look. All right, so you sound well.
I have good food coming, but yeah, I don't know about this weekend. I really don't.
Well, you'll come for some of it. Either come.
I hope. I don't know.
Come for all of it if you want. But
yeah, I don't know.
I'll probably go out Friday night and come back Monday. I think that should be
good. Oh, you're going back Monday. Okay, I thought Tuesday.
No. Oh, no. I'm coming back Tuesday because it's the holiday, right?
Yeah, the holidays are
Tuesday. I'm coming back on the holiday.
Yeah, it's a weird day to come back, but that's just how it worked out. And, so you're really leaving Saturday then?
Friday.
At night, late at night.
Probably.
He must have like a wide array of plans, maybe with a girl, maybe with Justin Ivory. I have no idea what the hell his name, but yeah, you're right. It shouldn't just be solely reliant on him. But I don't know what days I'd be doing if he doesn't go also, so. I don't know, because I would plan, if he wasn't in the picture, I would just, I guess, Uber to you, and then maybe, either jitney, yeah, or train. Probably jitney, but I don't know. Or maybe I would have stayed. Yeah, well, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
But you don't drive to pick me up.
No, not on a Friday. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would take 2 hours. I don't think I'm going to come Friday if he doesn't, but that was the day I would have liked to.
I don't know. I didn't
tell him
yet.
Yeah. Find out what he's doing this week. That's what I was thinking. I said Saturday to Monday.
Yeah.
Those seem like the perfect days. And he's like, no. He didn't want to do Saturday and Monday more than any other day. And it was just like a day. He swore that that's when the traffic is. I didn't think so. Especially not when July 4th is the day after. Like, why would there be traffic on the off days?
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah. I know, it is hard to say, but... not that much, because he puts it in a way where there's like no other option, and it's completely something for cock that just has to do with either something he's doing or something he thought.
So what's with your new thing with the superhero podcast?
Oh, I'm making the toy as we speak, but did you say contest?
Podcast.
Oh, no, it's not a podcast. He's like a Larry King of sorts, but for superheroes.
Oh, I like that. That's funny.
I know. I was thinking of an archetype that hasn't really been done. It was only one thing that they tried, I think, on Cartoon Network, a company I would like to work for, but they tried something like that 30 years ago.
And then they could talk about their problems.
Well, yeah, that's... And not just that, like, politician or rich people and even homeless people, anyone that you can interview. But superheroes is a part of it. But, and he has some superpowers, or he
shoots. Oh, it could be like podcasts for the masses. Like,
But, wait, because I study McFarlane so much, how you took me to the factory when I was fourth grade. He came up with it all on his own, but he had drawn Marvel, he drew Spider-Man.
Could you talk into the phone, because it's very hard to hear. I hear every other word.
So Marvel hired McFarlane. And then he did his own thing.
So I can't hear you. It goes in and out. Talk into the phone.
My food's coming now.
All right. When you're ready to talk into the phone.
Well, is Gail calling you back? Would you...
I don't know, but the point is, this is a waste of time if I can't hear you, right?
Yeah.
Talk into the phone and explain it in the phone without the speaker.
I didn't have much to delve. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just made the drawing and the concept. I tried to be original for once. Yeah, I don't know. I'll see you when I see you.
Okay.
happy you're safe, apparently.
Thank you.
You sound so grateful to be alive.
Yeah.
Wait, did it seem as though there was danger being with Thunder on the plane? What was the... stigma. Oh, so the guy was right. The black guy knew that it's all like inside.
It is.
From coughing. A homeless guy.
It was just more dangerous, like the germs and the disgusting.
I wouldn't be surprised if they house Queens and Brooklyn homeless at that, in like the unused
yeah,
section.
Yeah, Uncle Tim said something about the homeless, that they tend to go in there and sort of
really?
Hang out there.
I've heard about like libraries and I don't know about that. Were they pissed when you showed up at 4 a.m. or like they were asleep?
No, they understood. Yeah.
So Sue answers calls at 4, or she just happened to be getting.
She said she got up to go to the bathroom and she saw it was a message.
Nice. Yeah, I check my phone sometimes in the wee hours too. But that's crazy. That's so disruptive for everything involved. So 10,000 flights? Is that, you probably don't want
1,900, yeah.
10,000, wow. Whoa. I guess that's... I tried telling Nani, and she seemed happy that you were back, but I think she understood everything. She does better than thought. You must speak.
All right.
Are you even able to do work today? That it's just sleep, right?
I woke up doing work. I want to pack.
Really?
Oh. I woke up doing work, so now I want to rest and then I'm packed and into the show.
Oh, God. But you must have such a headache.
I do.
Yeah. Sometimes, like when Sue gets back from New York, she has a headache for 3 days. And sometimes I'm the same way, but. I think that was when I had COVID. I got rid of that bed.
Yeah. Well, I hope I see you this weekend.
Keep
me posted, okay?
Saturday to Monday. Keep that in mind when you speak to that young man. But yeah,
okay, I will.
We had a nice dinner and a nice discussion, but like...
When did you do that with him?
He invited me for Monday. But I feel if, like, I don't eat exact... like. It was really biting teeth to say put on the show we came to watch while I just eat sitting at the table. Like, he feels really bothered if I'm not going to sit down exactly where he is at the point when... And I just wanted to, like, have a little drink and then talk and eat. But, like, he gets mad if I don't eat right away.
What did he get mad about?
Pretty mad that I wasn't savoring the experience. But I was talking... He asks a question, and then I give an answer, and then, like, that's 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and then I see I haven't ate. But, because I just walk in, and the food is always ready. It's always, like, 10 minutes there before I'm there, so. It's so nice he does it and has me over, but he gets frustrated with my, and you're being nice to me right now, too much to be blunt or coercively.
Have you coming in and out with the speaker? I don't know why.
Well, that's a very nice little story for you. I'm so happy.
What?
It means a lot you got to share.
What means a lot?
The nothingness. Fleshman is in trouble. Oh, watch Platonic when you get your head back.
I can't hear what you're saying. Watch something. I can't hear you.
I don't want it anymore. I sound like a girl.
This is what it sounds like.
Like a little weak child. I dress the subway, though. I dress him for free, though. Can't catch a play. Falling for him. Hi.
Why are you calling now, honey?
My brother.
Anything special?
My brother wants a very nice wife. And
he wants a what night?
An amazing woman to go to bed with at night. And I just keep fouling it up for him every time that I find him, I talk to him, and they get...
You mean he doesn't want you?
No.
Well, of course you're in the way.
Yeah.
You had an apartment, and you had a you messed
it up. I ruined it.
What?
I ruined the kid.
What'd you say?
I ruined the package. The cats and... Grandma, I say I know. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know. I don't blame him. He doesn't want you in with his girl.
I don't want you. Bum, 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 bum.
Alice, I don't want to play around. I'm tired. And I'm sleeping. And I'm sick. So what is it you want?
I'm sorry.
You want me to say you're right? You're not right.
No. I'm sorry.
You shouldn't get annoyed. You should stop looking for a job.
I am.
Making money,
baby.
What the hell are you sitting here doing?
Babe, I said I will.
David said what? You got a shit?
Yeah, David.
Yeah, you gotta get a job.
Yeah.
Now quit it. If you want money, you gotta get a job. Your shit brother wants his life.
My shit brother, David, I was wrong.
It's not your job.
No.
He has his own girlfriend, and he has...
David, I was wrong.
So you gotta understand.
Bum, 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 bum.
Start writing a book, start doing work.
Love you.
Don't just be a lazy guy.
David, I was wrong. I'm sorry. My David's son.
Mrs. Church?
Regina's husband.
What is Mrs. Church gonna do to you?
Regina's husband, Braun. Foie gras.
I understand you, Alex. You want a job? Take a job and do a job.
Me, fee, fi, fo, fa, po, pa. There, D's on this bitch.
No good no more.
What? I'm no good?
No good, no.
No?
You want to go to another state? Go to another state.
I was right. You were wrong.
You just like what?
I like the nice girls.
Well, you could get a good job.
What about the girls in Carolina? Can they help me with work? Julie's wife, the husband, the one with the broken feet. Julie's brother. Julie's brother needs to get me a job as a bookmaker. A shoe cobbler. As, yeah, someone who really rights his own wrong. I can't do it all myself. No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Very good. Play your cards right. And stop being a big baby.
I know.
And Harrison doesn't want to have a
I love housing. I like housing. No, he doesn't like the baby around. It wasn't like my baby. I'm too big of a baby.
Who?
The stinking phony.
Vicky
took my money. No.
Vicky in your building?
the Jewish woman, the balding old lady.
So what does she do?
She's a judo instructor. She does
so
Tai Chi.
So what do you want from an old lady?
Directions.
Well, ask her.
Okay.
Ask her to put you some pretty good directions.
Yeah.
Alright, honey, I have to hang up.
Love
I'm
you.
I'm sick as a dog. I'm not
good.
Any company.
I like you.
Anybody seeing me.
I know. Bye, babe.
Nobody sees me.
No.
I don't want to see anybody.
Good. I love you.
I don't want company.
Oh, my God.
All right. Take care of yourself.
The Wi-Fi attendant say you should never check your luggage.
What?
Paul was at the airport for 3 days. Paul got raped by the airline canceling her tickets. And now...
Oh, don't make yourself ugly. You're a handsome man, and you make yourself ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't make yourself ugly. All right, Alex, I have to go, sweetheart. I can't stand talking...
But I'm your grandson. Love you.
I love you. Too.
Love you.
Bye bye, darling.
Bye, love. Love you. Maybe it sounds obvious. Bruh. 13 minutes prior. Door closed in 10 to 15 minutes before. Once the door is closed, it's a Griffin suggests keeping an eye on the vital and boring announcement. Maybe. Because I don't want to have to stand in line. You got the airline and the airport, and I have to check. If your flight is canceled, avoid the customer service line. Dress for the journey. Download your entertainment events if you're poor. I can see your side, I'm sure. Oh my God.
Knock it until the door closes. Be kind, shit, all the more. I eat, I don't know. Yeah, maybe too much. I really have not the limit there, too. Hi, baby.
Hi.
Hi.
I just got in.
Go, go. Mommy's mad that I don't want to go out with Joe. The air is bad and I'm scared and Russia is under... Oh, my God. It's 150. Oh, shit. No one even reads. Like, not going anywhere. The interim future, officially. They made it easy. I'm sorry. I'm sad. I messed up bad and I miss my damn brother. He's rad.
Alex, I'm just telling you, will you listen to me? I've a stomach ache and a stomach ache. And I have to move my bowels.
I know. No. No, you're good. No, no.
I just, I'm lying down. I have to go to sleep.
I know.
I'm sitting in the downstairs watching the TV. And
good.
I want to tell you, I want to lie down now.
Well, I love you.
I need to lay down.
You didn't pick up your damn phone this morning. I was yawning.
Morning.
Julia, Regina. Regina George Conway.
When is this?
It happened. My mother was in ATL.
I don't know. All right, we'll find out.
I love you.
I have to hang up.
I like you.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye, my sweetheart. I have to hang up.
Good night, baby.
Talk on the phone.
No, I didn't do nothing to the baby. I got rid of it. I ruined it.
Bye-bye.
Bye, baby.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
I'm gonna have to lie down.
I know.
Bye-bye.
Bye, babe. Bye. I make
combo
many
with people and urging to see
Sue. I'm better now.
You with your brother?
It looks it.
What, dear?
I tried to warn them all, the girlies in South Carolina, that there's an air flood
and no one want to take me to straight. So, I go along and Minnie, I miss the dog, and now I go and he cry, and so my brother's mad at me. But the girlies in South Carolina, now they think I all sort of weird. And I'm just a big shot. I never made it.
Oh, all right, honey. I can't talk. I can't hear too well now. I just
go.
And
the way it's over, I will never see your face. And she would be a madman. He could steal, he could not rob. Didn't anybody tell them? Didn't anybody see? Sunday's on the moon. Tuesday's on the phone to me. She said she'd always be a dancer. When I've got a steady job. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Bye. Bye, baby.
Bye.
Feel better. Love you. I'm just a taper. Big eyes. That never dull. It's made it.